Phil and June Spears have just, you know, I looked in their eyes and saw incredible sadness and worry.
It's true.
And I know the governor joins me in sharing our concerns with you. But I hope a couple of things become evident to you. One, there's a lot of people who care about you. Total strangers showing up here in this community to help you get back on your feet. And the government has got a role to play. And I want to thank the senators and congressmen for being here because they know that there are programs available for you. And one of the things that people have got to do is call a phone number. If your life has been turned upside down here, if you've been affected, you ought to call 1-800-621-3362. 1-800-621-3362. And that's where you can find out the help that is available. What happened is that the governor and his team quickly moved as this storm moved through the state of Tennessee, and he made an assessment, and he sent the paperwork up to me. And because he moved quickly, I was able to sign a disaster declaration that then frees help.
Yes,
and so we want the folks to know that there is help from the federal government, and they can get it at the number I just outlined. But there's also going to be a lot of help from loving neighbors.
Yes.
And we're sorry you're going through what you're going through. You know, life sometimes is, you know, is unfair, and you don't get to play the hand that you wanted to play. But the question is, when you get dealt the hand, how do you play it? And I've come away with this impression of the folks in Macon County. One, they're down-to-earth, good, hard-working people. They have a respect for the Almighty. And this community is going to be as strong as ever. That's what I think.
Yes, sir.
And I bet you feel the same way.
Yes, sir. If it wasn't for my friends, I don't know what I'd do.
And you're going to find you got some new friends showing up, too.
Appreciate it.
People you've never heard of. They don't know who you are. Total strangers. But when they know there's a neighbor in need, they'll come and help you. And I appreciate you giving me a chance to come by. And I know this folks traveling with me appreciate. We're so sorry you're going through what you're going through. But there's help. And that's what you got to know. Anyway, God bless. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Hang in there, brother.
Okay, thanks, Paul.